Welcome, big thinkers, to Life with Innovation. I'm your host, Daniel. In today's podcast, we talk about the next wave in futuristic medicine, which is the telesurgery. If you want to support the podcast, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm currently on all platforms. If you have a suggestion for the next podcast, please give us a follow on Instagram. Send me a DM at Life with Innovation. And while you're at it, check out our merch store by hitting the link in the bio. Without further ado, please enjoy today's show. So just recently, there was a big shakeup in the medical world. A doctor from Genoa, Italy, successfully performed telesurgery on a cadaver in Milan, about 9 miles away. And this surgery is also known as remote surgery. So throughout the podcast, you'll hear me use both terms interchangeably. This is an amazing feat, to say the least. But before we get into this, here's a little bit of backstory. Initially, this idea was explored in the 70s by NASA. So it was popularized for astronauts on the ISS. Their isolation is obviously a concern. They wanted to have something set up there in case of an emergency. Right now, they currently don't. Right now, they have professionals on board if anything were to happen. And at the time, in the 70s, the technology just wasn't there. And it wasn't until the 90s that the first early trials really took place. And then in 2001, there was the first successful telesurgery that happened. It was performed by Dr., and I'm going to butcher his name, Marseillax. This endeavor was called Operation Lindbergh, and the machine was provided by the Institute of Research into Cancer and Digestive System and the European Institute of Telesurgery in Strasbourg, France. And this surgery actually was performed by the doctor in New York, and it was done on a patient in France. And this procedure was to remove the gallbladder of a 68-year-old woman who, by the way, was very excited to accept. She got to see the machine and was really excited. So kudos to her. And that's really what you call an early adopter there. It took a total of 45 minutes. And while there have been a number of remote surgeries that have already taken place to this day, they're a little more on the riskier side, mainly because there is less than a 200 millisecond delay and a limited number of surgical robots. And 200 milliseconds, that's such a short period of time, but in the medical world, that is a huge, huge deal. And during the entire surgery, there was also doctors right there to really step in if anything did happen. And obviously, they had to use satellite technology to communicate between the robot and the doctor that's using the control system in New York. So France Telecom at the time guaranteed 10 megabits per second without any hiccups or delay, which is absolutely amazing. It's a really cool feat that happened. I think there's been thousands of surgeries that have happened since 2001, but they're, like I said, they're very scarce, and they're very last resort style of surgeries that take place. And so that brings us to today. Recently in Italy, there was a procedure done in Milan from Genoa, which is about a 9-mile distance. There was a doctor that performed surgery on a cadaver, and this procedure was done on their vocal cords. So it was a really intricate surgery that took place, and the surgery was to remove tumors via inside of the mouth. So it's a non-invasive and complex surgery. And the reason why this is a really big deal is because the robot that they utilized was using the now existing 5G network for the first time. And this produced no lag or delay, which is an amazing accomplishment. It was as if the surgeon was in the same room as the patient. This is huge news in the medical industry, and this is paving the way for what surgeries will be like in the near future. We're looking at an economic impact by 2035 up to $3.5 trillion and 22 million jobs. So, for those of you who like to invest, get your wallets out, start investing in these robotic surgery robots. And so with the recent pandemic, this is actually very promising, and we're really looking forward to a brighter future in the medical industry. I think it's going to be amazing to have a surgery by a doctor that's somewhere across the world in the near future. So it's amazing news nonetheless. So there you have it. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. I really enjoyed looking into this. It is truly an amazing accomplishment by the Italian surgical team. I'm excited to see this being commonly used in the near future. I can imagine that by the time we're older and surgeries become more necessary with older age, we'll be getting surgeries by an Italian doctor while you're here in California, for example. That being said, thank you for listening in. Please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review. I post every Wednesday. I hope you feel excited for the future, and I'll see you all in the next podcast. And remember, life is always better with innovation. See you guys later.